Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. You are in for an exciting English show, an interactive English show. So everybody buckle up because it's time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff, 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
That's right, my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name. We are back and we are going to have a blast. We're going to have a ball. We're going to play. And most of all, we are going to learn some English. And I hope you guys are ready. Today's show is going to be, as always, magical. And you know why? That's because of you guys and your participation. So I urge you guys, instar, I urge you guys to participate, because what I've noticed is the people who participate the most are the ones who sound the most totally native. So that, I mean, there's a direct correlation there, a direct correlation between participating in this show, all the shows on Vaughan Radio, and your English level and how well you do on our different challenges. Because obviously, you know, you listen to a normal radio show and you're just listening and it's cool. And, you know, you listen, you're entertained. But here we expect you guys to be not just inactive. We want you to be proactive. I don't want you to just sit there and listen to Vaughan Radio. Now, I understand if that's all you can do because you're working, you're doing other things. I know we've got a lot of cab drivers, taxistas that follow us. And you know how that works. You can't ignore somebody if they're talking to you. You got to. So, I mean, you got to do it however you can. But remember, you can really get involved. You can really participate in all these different shows and not just mine. Remember, Fitz's, you can be one of the students. Fitz's program, No Excuses, he has students. Well, when he says, Marta, how do you say this? Isa, por favor, tradúceme esto. Well, that means also Laura, born to Iron Man, Eva, even if you're not in the studio with him, we urge you to participate, to play along, and to have some fun. And guys, remember, all you have to do is download the Vaughan Radio app, and you can bring Vaughan Radio with you wherever you go around the world. Another way to take us with you is podcasts, Spotify, Apple, also iVox, which is very big in Spain as well. Remember, all these shows, I know because I subscribe. Every day I get a notification, new show with no name. Every Friday I get a notification, you got a new FYI episode. And there's another thing for you too, another free resource that's available. Every Friday you got a brand spanking new episode of my show, FYI, my self-produced show for your English, where last week we took you guys to Sesame Street. Now, I know para vosotros era un barrio, but for us, it was Sesame Street. All right, I've got some news for you, too, before we get into our challenges. We've got a couple events coming up here at Vaughan that you're not going to want to miss. Why? Well, A, they're free, and B, they're perfect. If you want to learn English, you want to mingle with your friends, to mingle is regodearse. No, no regodearse. Mezclarse. To mingle. Mingle se escribe. So, I mean, it sounds like the perfect kind of event for you guys who really love English and really get along with each other to meet up. And I know when I hosted it the last time I hosted the trivia night, I'm talking about the trivia night specifically right now. It was awesome to see a lot of you guys who participate together digitally on the live stream sitting around a table drinking beers and participating in other challenges. So it was just taking it to another level. No, llevándolo a otro peldaño, seeing you guys there in the flesh. En carne viva, I believe you say. We say in the flesh. And it was awesome. Absolutely awesome to see you guys. And why am I telling you about the trivia night? Well, you might have missed Kyle's. If you did, don't worry. It was a packed house. It was full to the brim. That's the top part of the glass, the brim. It was full to the brim, which is great. That's what we want. We want to pack the place. The more, the merrier, as we say in English. So Kyle hosted the trivia night recently. Remember, there's one every month, basically. Sometimes, I don't want to say this because sometimes there are exceptions, but usually it's the first Wednesday of every month. And it's usually at Roll Madrid, which is a bar, restaurant, American food, craft beer, really great stuff. They even have chocolate beer for those of you who like chocolate and you like beer and you can't decide which one. Well, you can have them both. Como se dice en inglés, you can have your cake and eat it too. Lo puedes tener todo. So, we've got another one though. So if you missed Kyle's this coming month, which is October coming up, we've got our great friend Guy Williams, and he will be hosting the trivia night. This is on October 5th. Again, October 5th, 2022. I always say the year because, well, some people could listen to this a year from now and be like, oh wow, that's tomorrow. And I don't want anybody to just show up someplace. And it's happened. Believe me, it's happened. So now I learned my lesson. I'm like, somebody said, but you said you were there at the tienda. I'm like, yeah, but that was from 3 years ago. So, I don't want to let anybody down or anything. So I'm just very clear about that. It's October 5th, the year 2022. If you're listening to this in the future, hello from the past. Whoa. Something just crazy went on there. We just manipulated time and space here on the show with no name. Mark your calendars, guys. Seriously, October 5th. It's going to be amazing. It's free. It's hosted by Guy Williams, and it's Calle Amaniel 23. It's in Madrid, 23 Amaniel Street, and that's going to be tons of fun. But you've got something else before that, and this is a collocations workshop. You call it taller. We say a workshop with Ignacio Banini. Ignacio Banini is a wonderful teacher, author, and person. And he's written several books, one of them, his newest one, on collocations. And he'll be there presenting his book, but also giving you guys some tips, some tools to not only on how to use that book, but how to deal with collocations, which are kind of a collection of words like, I'll forget about it. No, olvida. Eso se dice junto muchos. Tanto que forget about it is forget about it. Like one, look it up on the internet. You'll see it's one word now. Forget about it. Because it's all, so these things we put together and they become these jingles. Maybe that's a good way to say that. Collocations are like rafaguillas in the language, little jingles in the language, if you will. And so he's doing this free workshop, Ignacio Banini. It's taking place at 75 Orense Street in Madrid. That is our the headquarters is at 69, same building, 69 Orense Street. And 75 is where our Vaughn tienda is, and it'll be taking place there. Please confirm attendance. I'm just telling you because it's free. It's a master class in English, and it's going to fill up. So how do you confirm that? You can go to our website, GrupoVaughn.com. You can contact us via our telephone number, which is 911-385831, or you can contact us via social media as well and let us know. So, but do it, just confirm, because it might even be full. It's the 28th of September. It's 7 p.m. and it's at 75 Orense Street. So two free events. Again, if you want to know about these events and make sure you don't miss anything, follow us on social media. And that'll also give you an edge es un borde, pero aquí también es una ventaja. It'll also give you an advantage in our pop quiz. Right, folks, our pop quiz. I hope you like that jingle. I've been dabbling is juguetear or to tinker or to dabble. We're getting a lot of good vocabulary, guys. I hope you're writing this down. And I've been dabbling and tinkering with audio production, well, kind of ever since I started my podcast. But now, like, on a level of like, oh, I want this exactly like this. So it's a little hobby that I've picked up ever since the world went down the tubes, por el garete. I don't want to say the word, but you know, the last couple of years where everybody was kind of in a weird situation there. Well, most of us, I think all of you guys, turned it into a positive thing. We found the silver lining, la parte buena, the silver lining. It comes from the expression, every cloud has a silver lining. And me, I found this newfound love of audio production. I mean, I've always loved broadcasting, but for, you know, 13 years, I would just sit in front of the microphone and that's all I knew. I just knew it would work and that was that and no problem. And now I've been learning so much about it and I love learning. And I think that's one thing we all have in common. I know you guys love learning. I can feel the passion. I can feel the fire. All right. Well, let's take a look at today's pop quiz. As I said, these usually come from social media. So it'll be from either my social media or it'll be, Vaughn's social media, Kyle, Tosh, Speaking Football. It can be any number of social media accounts that obviously I follow. So follow the teachers I follow, follow the Vaughn Radio presenters. And you'll learn tons of English. They have so many of them put a lot of time and effort into producing content that goes along with, acompaña, it goes along with their radio shows. Okay, so today's, this is an interesting one here, because today's is, this one comes from a guy, a strange guy, a weird guy. And this guy, he's kind of a New Yorker, Americano, kind of a strange breed. Un bicho raro, no? A strange breed. I think you could say it like that. And obviously I'm referring to yours truly, un servidor, myself. And I posted something the other day, because, you know, now summer's over and it's, you know, the fall, the autumn is here. And what does that mean? People start getting sick. Okay, it happens. It's always happened since I was a kid. We've come down with colds. Colds, flu, all kinds of different things, right? It's almost normal in a certain way. I mean, nobody wants to normalize that, but it is. It is almost normal in a certain way. So I just used a phrasal verb because I've got a big freaking mouth. I mean, my mouth is huge. So what happens is if you were paying attention, then you guys are going to know that this phrasal verb I used is exactly the one I posted on social media and this morning, like, because I retweeted it on Twitter. You can retweet stuff of your own. So this is like fresh here. This is totally fresh. All right. So here it is, guys. When you're getting sick, we have a phrasal verb that we use. You can say, I think I'm getting sick. Now, I gave you multiple choice on Twitter, but I don't think you guys need it. I really don't. I think you guys can handle this without me giving you options. So what is the phrasal verb I'm looking for? Creo que me estoy enfermando. Que me estoy poniendo malo. How would we express this idea? And, you know, I hate to say it, but this is a perfect time to look at an idea like this. Why? Well, people are getting sick, getting ill. That's another way to say it too. A sickness or an illness es la enfermedad. And we would say to get sick or to get ill. So I could say, I think I'm getting ill. I think I'm getting sick. That's fine. That works. We'll take it. All right. Let's see what you guys came up with. And also, I've got a lot of comments coming in from our awesome amigos as well. Let's see. Eva Santa Maria says, good morning. Good morning to you, Eva. How's it going? Born to Iron Man says, good morning, Alberto and friends. Let's kick off. That's totally native. Vamos a arrancar. Let's kick off. Laura says, good morning, beautiful group of people. Let's have a great start to the week with the amazing show with no name. Well, Laura, with that attitude, you are a step ahead. You're already there. There's Lemura. She says, good morning, Alberto and friends. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I love it. I love it, guys. I applaud your energy. There's Vero. She says, good morning, beautiful people. What's up, beautiful Vero? ESD says, good morning, teacher. Good morning, fellow students. Let's have a great week, shall we? Awesome. ESD as well. Let's see. Laura says, I feel a little bit under the weather today. I think I'm coming down with something. Well, Laura, A, I hope you're just using the example here for the pop quiz. I hope it's not true. And B, and a round of applause there. Wow, Laura, she used two very, very native ways of saying, I'm not feeling well. So she says, I feel a little bit under the weather today. Pachuchillo, I think that would be in Spanish. I think I'm coming down with something. Perfect. Yeah, I think I'm coming. You can say with something if you don't know what it is. Or you can say, I think I'm coming down with the flu. No, la gripe. Which is interesting because the word gripe in English exists, the word gripe. But we don't say gripe, we say gripe. And gripe is a complaint, una queja. Listen, I'm not interested in hearing your gripes about the flu. No estoy en tus gripes. I don't know. I thought it was funny because when I saw the word gripe, I'm like, gripe? You know, it's like the word rape, monkfish. I think it's monkfish. In English, rape is a very scary word. Violación, you know, it's not a good word. So sometimes words look a little bit different. My favorite example is la once. When I used to, you know, la once, the association here in Spain. And every time I would walk by their little stands, sus puestecillos there, and I would say, oh, once. Claro. See, everybody reads things with their own eyes, in their own head. All right. Well, you guys are doing wonderful. Let's see. Hola, hola, Caracola says, I have come down with, I don't want to say the word because I want to move on, but that thing, that illness, three times this year. Oh, my God. And I don't want to ask you your personal business here, but that's crazy. Have you had your, you know, I can't say the word, I think. We're not allowed to say the word. Those things that you put in your arm? Because if so, it didn't work. Oh, no. Oh, well, I hope you're okay. And I hope the symptoms were not too bad. Yeah, that word, honestly, I'm sick of that. You know the word. I'm not going to bring it up. You know it. The one that the buzzword for the last 2 or 3 years. Okay, Lemura says, I think I'm coming down with some, Lemuda, you got it too. I think I'm coming down with something. Born to Iron Man says, great job, Laura and Lemuda. Look at you guys cheering each other on. Animando uno al otro. I think it's beautiful. There's, let's see, Vero. Vero says, I'm feeling a bit under the weather. Shall I be coming down with something? Well, it's very formal, that shall I over there, Vero. Again, guys, I hope that you're just participating in the exercise here and that none of you are really under the weather or coming down with something. Que otra vez, apúntate, esa es poniéndote malito de algo o malita. Let's see. Laura says, I'm full of beans, thank you. Oh, okay, okay, good. She was just using it as an example. I'm full of beans, thank you. It was just to use the expression. All right, good, guys. I'm glad you are all feeling good. I'm glad you're feeling strong and you're ready to rock because we are going to have tons of fun today. We're going to play. We are going to dance. Well, hey, you can dance. Who said you can't dance? It's hard for me to dance personally because if I move too far away from the microphone, you know, that defeats the purpose. Do you know this expression? It defeats the purpose. Let me defeat the purpose. Es como, pues no sirve de nada, I think might be. To defeat the purpose. Oh, I don't know. Okay, defeat. Let's. Guys, when you can't find it on Word Reference, you just go defeat the purpose, define. Okay? And then on Google, it'll say it would defeat the purpose to make something pointless. Exactamente lo que os dije. To make something pointless. It's pointless. No sirve de nada. It defeats the purpose. There's no point in. Right? Esas son varias formas de expresar. No sirve de nada. Let's look at them. There's no point in talking to him. He doesn't listen. So, fijaos en la construcción. There's no point in gerundio. There's no point in to him. It's pointless. Or speaking to him is pointless. Se puede usar también así. And then it defeats the purpose, which is, I think, a little bit more formal, I would say. It even sounds more formal, right? It defeats the purpose. All right, there's Nihad. Nihad, long time no see. And Nihad says, good morning, bro. Today I am sick as a dog. Again, guys, I hope that's not true. I hope you guys are feeling really good. But either way, let's look at some ailments. Ailments. Enfermedades, I think, would be the word. Let's look it up. Ailment. So as I said before, ailment, sickness, illness. Excuse me. Enfermedad. Mal, dolencia. So yes, I give you three words now. Sickness, ailment, excuse me, and illness. I think sick is the most common one, right? Oh, I'm sick. I'm ill. It's harder to say it, no? I'm ill. I'm sick. I think it's a little bit tougher to say that one. So let's take a look at some different ailments that we have. I think one of the most common ones, a headache. What's the problem here? I know a lot of people who say headache. Headache. Cabeza H. That doesn't work like that, right? Headache. Así que para todas esas, stomach ache, backache, toothache, siempre ese hace H-E como dolor, that's always going to be ache. Okay? Piénsalo en español como E-I-K, ache. That's the sound, ache, right? So headache. Also, maybe you have an earache or an ear infection if it's more serious. I'm going over some of the most common ones right now. Sometimes maybe you might get dizzy or nauseous, right? Dizzy, mareado, nauseous, náusea, pero del estómago. You know, you might feel like you want to throw up. Hey, it's called a stomach virus. No virus, virus. Vamos a pronunciar esa. A stomach virus or a stomach bug. Then you've got something that you do even when you're not sick. Sometimes you just get a little dust in your nose and you achoo. That's called to sneeze. And what am I doing now? We got to know this. I always say if your body does it, you need to know what it is, right? So I'm coughing. I was sneezing. I'm working on this stuff with my daughter. I'm coughing. What about this one? This is not an ailment, but if you're very tired, I'm yawning. I'm yawning. Well, it could be part of a bigger disorder. And the word disorder se usa bastante hoy en día también, trastorno. Then you can just have a stuffy nose or a cold, you know, or a runny nose. Maybe you have a head cold. Those are the ones cuando tienes mucha congestión en la cabeza and you can't really hear too well. Maybe you have a sore throat, but just be careful because you don't want it to be strep throat, which is an infection. So these are just some common ones. Oh, and the one we looked at the other day, careful with this false friend, constipation. Remember, constipation has nothing to do with your nose in English. Constipation means you cannot go poop. It's kind of like the opposite of diarrhea. Okay, you know what? I think it's time to go to a commercial break on that thought. Guys, we'll be right back with so much more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com. Aprender a comunicarse en inglés para lograr afrontar situaciones en inglés tanto en el terreno personal como en el profesional, a adquirir un dominio privilegiado del idioma que le permita completar su desarrollo profesional. Hay un producto que le garantice todo esto.
Al entrar en el mercado laboral, lo único que cuenta es ser más atractivo que otros candidatos, gozar de mayor estimación. Y el aspecto que más impacta a una empresa cuando mira un candidato joven es su nivel de inglés. Si es muy alto, es contratado. Si no lo es, pues no. Aunque sea el número uno en su promoción, nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resuelve este tema para el candidato.
Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Infórmese en el 911-335-833. 911-335-833.
Aprende inglés con Vaughan y el Colegio Europeo de Madrid. El Colegio Europeo de Madrid es un centro multilingüe ubicado en Las Rozas, en la calle Colquide 14, para alumnos de 0 a 18 años, con una metodología propia e innovadora que potencia lo mejor de cada alumno y que ahora, con la colaboración de Vaughan, también ofrece clases de inglés para adultos, con profesores Vaughan. Llama al 91-636-1919 o, si lo prefieres, escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com. Y aprovéchate de la colaboración entre dos empresas líderes en sus sectores, Vaughan y Colegio Europeo de Madrid. Recuerda, llama al 91-636-1919 o escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com e infórmate.
All right, it's time. The kids must be outside already, so let's open the door. These kids are crazy.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 911-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
El primer día, hello, my name is, y poco más. El segundo día ya te vas soltando con los phrasal verbs. El tercer día pides la comida como un gentleman o una lady. El cuarto día das un speech con el acento de la reina de Inglaterra. El quinto día recitas Shakespeare con gracia y soltura. El sexto día ya piensas en inglés.
¿Y el séptimo día qué? ¿Descansas?
No, no. Al séptimo día ya estás de vuelta en casa con un nivel de inglés mucho mejor. Ven a Vaughan Town, un lugar en el que 6 días equivalen a 500 horas de clase de inglés. Vivirás en un entorno 100% angloparlante en el que tenemos un gran número de actividades para que desarrolles tu inglés, te sueltes y te olvides de la timidez. Vence a la vergüenza en Vaughan Town y mejora tu nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91 133 5833 o entra en grupobaughan.com.
¿Te da pereza eso del inglés?
Pues ahora puedes venirte con un amigo, con tu vecino, con tu hermano, con tu hermana, con tu madre, con tu padre, toda la familia. Porque los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, los conocidos como trimestrales, son en grupos reducidos, pero en grupo así no te da tanto corte. Llámanos y uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informará de todo y de todas las opciones. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Oh, yeah. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. It's part two of today's show with no name. So great to have you all with us on board as we delve into is indagar. We're going to delve into a lot of different things in English today on our English adventure. So let's get right back into things with a section we call Say What? Say what? What? Amigos. All right. It is today's Say What soundbite. We're going to hear a famous person speaking. You're going to hear this audio clip four times that I've prepared for you. Four times. You'll have four chances to write down word for word what you heard. Now, here's a little something I got to tell you, too. Before you write down word for word every little thing, I want to know your take, your opinion on what you heard in your best English. Remember, if you're not going to use your best English here in your English class on Vaughn Radio, here in your other English classes, well, what are you waiting for then? You know, it's like, are you holding out for something else? Going to face holding out for. Eso es esperando para otra cosa. Why? How do I know you know that? I'm holding out for a hero to the edge of the night. He's gotta be strong and he's gotta be tough and he's gotta be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. Ahí dice, I'm holding out for. Ahí tienes ese phrasal verb. I'm holding out for a hero to the end. All right, well, before it starts to rain, why don't we take a listen to today's Say What soundbite. This is the first listen. I want you guys to pay careful attention. I love this one today. I gotta say, you know, sometimes I don't really have a feeling towards them. Today, I freaking love this soundbite. Here we go.
Of all the would-be fathers who came and went over the years, this thing, this machine, was the only one who measured up. In an insane world, it was the sanest choice.
Awesome. Anybody else got chills right now? Man, I got chills up and down my spine when I heard that. Ah, I love it. I'm sure some of you might recognize it, but that's not really the main idea. The main idea is, let's say I didn't know it was from a movie or something. What I want you to tell me is, what's going on? What if you had to put these three or four sentences in your own words, tell me, what did you hear? Also, if you'd like to comment something about the accent, that's great, too, because it's always good to see if you're right when you try and guess where the person is from, okay? Also, guys, I told you about Guy's Trivia Night. Remember I told you Guy Williams has a trivia night October 5th? It's going to be awesome. Well, I also made an awesome cuña. Well, I can't say it's awesome because I made it, but Guy loved it and all my colleagues loved it. So I hope you guys love it too. Let me play it for you. This is Acuna, a radio ad that tells you all about Guy Williams's upcoming trivia night on October 5th at Real Madrid. And I chose classical music. And those of you who know Guy Williams will know exactly why. Let's give it a listen while you guys are analyzing the Say What soundbite. ¿Aún no conoces los Vaughn Trivia Nights? Well, you're missing out. Te lo estás perdiendo. Júntate con tus presentadores favoritos de Vaughn Radio y tus compañeros para pasar una noche llena de retos, risas, premios y buen rollo. Y por supuesto, en inglés. Tendrá lugar el 5 de octubre en Real Madrid, calle de Amañel 23. El quizmaster será el mega crack, el mismísimo Guy Williams.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Presentador de Western Civilization. Vaughn Trivia Nights at Real Madrid.
Completely out of control.
There you go, folks. That is Guy Williams. Don't miss it. It's going to be a fun night. And obviously, Guy's not the only one that's going to be there. Kyle Williams and Guy Miller. That's if we switched Kyle Miller and Guy Williams's last name. Well, guys, they'll both be there. And I'm sure Richard will be there as well. He loves to attend these events. And I haven't told anybody this yet. So right now we are about to get an exclusive, my friends. We are about to hear something for the first time. And that's always a lovely thing, isn't it? And that is, I will be hosting the trivia night in November. The first Wednesday of November. I'm back, baby. I started it. Well, I didn't start trivia night, but I was the first. I was the guinea pig, vamos a decir, el conejito de India. Yeah, well, they know I'm not afraid. You know what I'm saying? I got up there, I prepared my questions and just, but it's been going really well. Needless to say, no hay que decirlo. Obviously, the turnout is la asistencia, la gente que se presenta. The turnout has been excellent. So Guy Williams is coming up in October, and yours truly, un servidor, I'll be hosting it in November. Fun, fun, fun. Now, what does that mean? If you live in Madrid, you better be here. You better. And if you don't live in Madrid, well, you got some time to plan it. You know, you can come for a Wednesday night. Come on, you can take a day off work. No, I'm joking. You know what you can and can't do. If you can make it, we'd love to see you. Again, the best way to get more information is by following Vaughn, by following me, and you'll get all the information you need. Let me also give you guys today's Say What soundbite. I got to give it to you for the second time. So here it is, guys. Grab your pens, your notebooks, and write down what you hear.
Of all the would-be fathers who came and went over the years, this thing, this machine, was the only one who measured up. In an insane world, it was the sanest choice.
All right, folks. There you go. There you go. That was the second listen. You're going to hear it two more times. I don't think it's too difficult today. I think it's doable. Asequible. But we'll see. I'll give you guys two more chances. I'd love to hear what you guys heard. Also, we've got some comments coming in over here. Born to Iron Man says, Guy Williams, if you love history, listening to Western Civilization is a must. No doubt about it. Guy is a history buff. He knows more about history than most people I know. I can guarantee he knows more about history than any of my past history teachers. Sorry, guys. but I'm not trying to speak badly about my history teachers. I'm trying to put Guy on the pedestal he deserves. The guy is a history buff, and he's got a very soothing voice. I'll try and imitate him. And then the empire, the gargantuan empire. I'm making it up, okay? This is not historic. Don't listen to the history here. It's just an imitation. The gargantuan empire then confiscated. He took away all of the, I mean, it's awesome. He I've listened to his show and just been like, wow, I could sit here for hours listening to Guy Williams do his thing. And then when you realize he's not just talking shit, like he's talking history. These are some, you know, awesome lessons that he's giving us. Aside from English lessons, they're also history lessons. There's my dad. My dad says, good morning, Alberto, familia and friends. Greetings from Greenwood Lake, New York. My dad is up early and ready to rock. That's always great to see. I know my dad likes to participate as well. He tells me, he says, guys, even though I don't write the spelling bee words in the chat, I write them down. I'm doing the exercises. But for him and many people, it's easier to just write them down. I mean, if you look at me here, I'm writing things down constantly. My office is full of just pieces of paper with things scribbled on them. And scribbled is garabateado, I think you say, scribbled on them. Okay, let's see what you guys had to say over here. Lemura says, I heard a soft-voiced woman talking about an insane world where there's a machine to measure up something. I think that's great, Lemura. Excellent. Yeah, her voice is, it's interesting because it's soft, but there's a certain raspiness to it as well. You know, it's real. I mean, what a voice. I think we can all agree. What a voice there. Let's see. ESD says the soundbite I heard was a woman discussing the fact that in her world, there was a machine that was the measuring stick for manhood and nobody could measure up. Whoa. Totally native. Wow. You used everything. Love. I mean, whoa. A measuring stick for manhood. It even sounds good, no? Un barómetro, you would say? Barómetro, something like this? Para la masculinidad, lo que es ser un hombre. Whoa, ESD, have you ever thought about becoming a writer or a poet? Excellent, guys. Wow, Laura, speaking of very eloquent students, Laura says, I think it is safe to say it is an excerpt from a sci-fi movie where an American lady speaks about a machine that was the sanest choice in an insane world. Absolutely. Excellent job, Laura. Jose Maria Hermosilla says, I could hear a sensitive voice explaining that things came and went over the years and that a certain machine is the only one to measure something up. Okay, guys, good. You got, I mean, the most important stuff in there, the key vocabulary. Great job. I'm really, really impressed. Nihad says she is an American woman, probably a specialist in psychology, in the psychology domain, speaking about people who want to be a father, who came and went over the years, and that measured up in an insane world. For her is sanest, is the sanest, right? Como es superlativo. All right, guys, excellent job. Seriously, kudos. You did a great job in our first challenge. Let's see how you do in our second challenge, which is, well, no, our third, because we did our pop quiz. That's Say What? Well, now it's time for our spelling bee.
Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee.
All right, amigos, it's time for our spelling bee, and I'm going to spell some words right now. The good news, they don't have to be capitalized, so you do not have to capitalize these words. They can all be lowercase, minuscula. Okay, good. Now that we got that out of the way, the tough part, these words are pretty long, and they have a lot of vowels in them, as far as I can see. So this is gonna be tough. In fact, I'm gonna take a sip of water before I do the first round because I know how this works. So give me one second here. Okay, ready to rock and roll. Are you ready? Here we go. Here's today's spelling bee. As I said, it's not going to be easy. Let me just make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, yeah, I got it. Here we go, folks. The first word is G-E-N-E-R-A-L space R-E-L-A-T-I-V-I-T-Y. The second word is C-O-S-M-O-L-O-G-Y. The third word is A-S-T-R-O-P-H-Y-S-I-C-S. The next one is N-E-U-T-R-O-N space S-T-A-R-S. The fifth one is G-R-A-V-I-T-A-T-I-O-N-A-L space W-A-V-E-S. And the last one is T-H-E-O-R-E-T-I-C-A-L space P-H-Y-S-I-C-I-S-T. Give me a second, guys. I got to get my bearings. To get my bearings es como situarme de nuevo over here. Okay. Woo! If you get this one, I'm telling you, you are playing in the major league. The major league is, estás jugando en primera. Yeah, I'm telling you, because this is not easy. Doable, yes. Easy, forget about it, as we said before. Either way, you get two chances. I am going to repeat these words, as I always do. And on the second round, I will be nice. Me portaré bien. No muy bien, pero bueno, I'll be fair. Okay, is anybody going to take a stab at it? Going once? Hang on. It looks like we might have a winner. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, unfreaking believable. Please give it up for Born to Iron Man. Wow. Hats off. I mean, that is insane, dude. Insane. Like, qué locura. Okay, now, for the rest of us mere mortals. Los mortales. This is for us, okay? Here we go. The first word is G-E-N-E-R-A-L space R-E-L A-T-I-V-I-T-Y. The second word is C-O-S-M-O-L-O-G-Y. The third word is A-S-T-R-O-P-H-Y-S-I-C-S. The fourth word is N-E-U-T-R-O-N space S-T-A-R-S. The fifth word is G-R-A-V-I-T-A-T-I-O-N-A-L. Ooh, esas larga. Space W-A-V-E-S. And the last word is T-H-E-O-R-E-T-I-C-A-L space P-H-Y-S-I-C-I-S-T. And folks, I see we've got some other students. There's J.M. Hermosilla. There's Chris Valrol as well. Born to Iron Man. Yes. Albert Einstein. That's right. These words are all related to the one and only Albert Einstein. And the reason I chose these is because today, in the year 1905, Albert Einstein published the third, el tercero, of his Annus Mirabilis papers. Now, what's so important about these papers? It's all in there, baby. It's his Bible. That's where you get the theory of relativity and all of the stuff that he's known for. Well, not all of it, but a lot of it came from those papers. So this is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Albert Einstein. By the way, if you're interested, there is a very, I found it fascinating because I had to learn all of this stuff too. There's an episode on Albert Einstein of FYI, my podcast FYI. So, and I thought I knew a lot about old Albert over there, but not really, not really. A lot of interesting things about him. He was a character, not just a brain. You know, it's like Hedy Lamarr or Marilyn Monroe. You know, you would think of Marilyn Monroe and you're like sex symbol, you know, a pinup girl. But then when you realize she was smart, she read, she was an avid reader, she loved. So sometimes, you know, we have a certain idea of somebody, and the more we learn, we're like, wow, this guy would have been a cool guy to have a couple beers with, Mr. Albert Einstein. So today in 1905, and some of these words, well, most of these words, well, all of these words will have to be explained to you by someone else. Someone who might be an expert in astrophysics. I don't know. But let's take a look at the words. General. Well, he talked about some of the topics, temas, that he talked about were special relativity, general relativity, which was our first one. The theory of relativity is the one that we all know, right? E equals mc squared, right? Then we've got cosmology. He dealt with cosmology. That was our second word. Cosmos, obviously meaning of the stars, right? Astrophysics. So basically these papers paved the way for all of these areas. So there would be further research, más investigación en estos áreas. O la primera en muchos casos. So you have general relativity was our first one. Cosmology, the second one. Astrophysics, y la persona, an astrophysicist, diesa. Vamos a pronunciarlo juntos, que me cuesta a mí también. Astrophysicist. Astrophysicist. Physicist. An astrophysicist. Also, it dealt with neutron stars. It was able to predict astronomical phenomena. Right. So a phenomenon is one. Phenomena is the plural. Obviously, you know, I believe that's a Latin based word. So the fourth word was neutron stars. I left out black holes. We all know that one. Agujeros negros, black holes. The next one was gravitational waves, and waves, I think you say ondas, right? Bueno, claro. Microondas, microwave. De hecho, eso es uno de estos de inglés que es un poco raro. ¿Por qué? Because you say, ponlo en el microondas. Siempre con ese, ¿no? And we say, put it in the microwave. Right? Not microwaves. Nunca coja ese en inglés. Me recuerda a pajamas and pijama. You say in Spanish, ponte el pijama. And we always say, put on your PJs or put on your pajamas. So there are a series of words that we use, but you guys use it in singular, we use it in plural, and vice versa. But the good thing is, if you can isolate those words, aislarlos, and know which ones they are, well, you're ahead of the game. Mira otra, la noticia. It's not the new, it's the news. Siempre es con ese. Series, es una buena serie. Series, en singular y en plural. These could also fall under the category of irregular plurals, right? Plurals that don't really follow the rules, like deer, ciervo. One of them is one deer. ¿Y cómo se dice dos ciervos? Two deer, my dear. Okay? So no, nunca coges ese, como sheep. Y luego tienes los mouse, que cambia a mice, como foot and feet. But again, I insist, I think in the English language, maybe there are 50 of these, including them all, you know, bundling them up into one big category. You probably got 50 plurals that are like, oh, well, technically that's not. Otro, buey, you say ox. A lo mejor esta es vocabulario ya más alto. Ox, we say oxen. It's not oxes, it's oxen, right? Hay muchos así. A lot of them that come from Latin are like that. But then we do it our own way. There's some of them that are irregular plurals, but we've regularized them, maybe, if you could say that. What do I mean? Well, stadium is one. Un estadio is stadium. Sin la una E delante. Empieza con ese. Stadium. Right? But two would be stadiums in normal English. Everybody I know says, I've been to many stadiums in my life. But technically, if you want to be a stickler, rigorista, con las reglas and stuff, well, technically it's stadia. I've been to many stadia. So there are other ones, too, that were irregular, and I think people just regularized them. Otra vez, no lo digo bien porque me estoy inventando la palabra. They made them like a regular plural by just adding S. So there are a lot of those exceptions, but if you put them all in a list, if you're able to get them all, well, then you won't have trouble with those. You know, you won't have trouble with at least those. And then we can focus on something else, like regular verbs, irregular verbs, who knows? But right now, we've got to go to another commercial break. I can't believe it. Time's just flying by here. Guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas, no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Who are you?
I'm Richard Vaughan.
What do you do?
I teach.
What do you teach?
I teach English.
Who do you teach?
I teach Spanish people, usually, sometimes other nationalities.
Why do you teach?
Because it's fun.
Only because it's fun?
Yes, because it's fun.
You sound selfish.
And your students?
Well, if it's fun for me, it's fun for them.
It becomes contagious. The English language becomes contagious. The students become addicted, and finally, they master the language. It's a logical process. Don't you agree?
Aprende inglés con Vaughan y el Colegio Europeo de Madrid. El Colegio Europeo de Madrid es un centro multilingüe ubicado en Las Rozas, en la calle Colquide 14, para alumnos de 0 a 18 años, con una metodología propia e innovadora que potencia lo mejor de cada alumno y que ahora, con la colaboración de Vaughan, también ofrece clases de inglés para adultos con profesores Vaughan. Llama al 91-636-1919 o, si lo prefieres, escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com y aprovéchate de la colaboración entre dos empresas líderes en sus sectores, Vaughan y Colegio Europeo de Madrid. Recuerda, llama al 91-636-1919 o escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com e infórmate.
Este año quiero recomendarte nuestro programa de formación más completo y potente que multiplicará tus oportunidades. Seguro que has oído hablar de él. Es nuestro máster en inglés profesional. Además, lo tienes disponible en todos los horarios, mañanas, tardes o fin de semana. La próxima convocatoria está ya muy cerca y, como siempre, a estas alturas ya son pocas las plazas que quedan. Si este año quieres ver un cambio significativo en tu inglés, esta es la mejor opción. ¿Por qué no reservas tu cita para hacer tu prueba de nivel? Sin compromiso, llámanos 91-133-5833. Toma nota. 91-133-5833. Sin duda, podemos asegurarte que realizando el esfuerzo y dedicación necesaria, avanzarás muy notablemente con el dominio del inglés y te sentirás cómodo o cómoda en cualquier ámbito, tanto profesional como personal. Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
¿Te da pereza eso del inglés?
Pues ahora puedes venirte con un amigo, con tu vecino, con tu hermano, con tu hermana, con tu madre, con tu padre, toda la familia. Porque los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, los conocidos como trimestrales, son en grupos reducidos, pero en grupo así no te da tanto corte. Llámanos y uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informará de todo y de todas las opciones. 911335833 91133 5833.